Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also shouting out to the coast and the Yukon, I'm Grady Deaton, and as always, I'm excited to be here, Coffee at KYUK. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have Jeremy Lee. Jeremy, say shout out to the folks.
Good morning, Bethel and everyone.
Jeremy is going to give us a little bit of a musical interlude later in the show. I'm turning him down now, but I want to tell you the Alaska State Finance Committee is taking public testimony again today on the proposed budget. That's today at 3:30 until 5, and you can do that by dialing the following number at 3:30. That's 1-844-586-9085. Each person has 2 minutes to speak, and that's to provide your testimony on the various services that you may be interested in not seeing the state budget fail to fund. So again, that's today from 3:30 to 5. You also, of course, can speak out in your support of the proposed budget by Don Levy as well, so that, you know, either or you want to get in on that. And just stepping into the studio as we speak right now, she doesn't look like she's mad or as rushed as I would have expected. Michelle DeWitt, good morning. She's just putting her coffee down and such, so she's barely gotten adjusted. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me over for Coffee at KYUK, Grady.
Of course, the reason why I got on the phone early this morning and had you come in, as you know, and of course, many people who already have heard know, the tripod fell, but the clock didn't stop. Is that right?
That's right. So the tripod is attached by a line, and that line has length to it. So it usually has to travel about 150 feet for it to reach the end of that extra line that we have. And yesterday it fell. It didn't actually move downriver at all. It just fell sort of in place.
I mean, before I get too deep into Minute Madness and the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, let me reflect on the larger story here. River conditions are just degrading for as far as travel is concerned, to the point where you got to wait for it to open up for you to use the boats, folks. And if you are using your boats, PFD, you know, your personal flotation devices are in order. If you are traveling, do so not under the influence of anything, and also file trip reports so people know where you're going, when you're going to be back. That's the key thing there. But let's step back to Ice Classic.
Yeah. So kind of to add to what Grady said, there'll also be, you know, big chunks of ice coming downriver. So putting a boat in the water right after we go out in front of Bethel is pretty hazardous. So use some common sense and extreme caution with that. Anyway, the Ice Classic, very exciting. I don't know that there's ever been a year like this, which is actually troubling to most of us because of the changes in the weather and the environment, obviously. But everything's on this accelerated timeline. And that means that we are actively enforcing the early breakup rule, which means that right now, if you make a guess, the guest has to be in the day before breakup occurs. And to break that down for folks, the easy way to think about that is essentially right now there are no same-day guesses. So if people call or buy a book of tickets today, that's fantastic, and you're supporting great groups. But the earliest you could guess would be midnight tonight, which would actually be the 13th. And how we're handling that is we're clearing out all the drop boxes at the end of the day. So the latest drop box collection point is it's AC and Phillies at about 11 p.m. Right when AC closes. So keep that in mind when you're dropping tickets off. Don't drop them off after 11 p.m. because that's when businesses start to shut down and we do the last run.
So you can't bet on today, but you can still bet on tomorrow.
Yeah, you can't make a guess today, but you can make a guess for tomorrow.
Now, I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about Minute Madness. You're still going to operate that today at noon. We'll come back and get to that information, Michelle. I know somebody who I have actually in the next room who has a guess in the bank for today and tomorrow. Jeremy Lee, you've guessed for today and tomorrow, haven't you?
Yes.
What's What's the musical selection that you've chosen to play for us today?
Well, I didn't come prepared this time, so I just thought I'd wing it with just any song.
Well, I'm going to let you do exactly that. I want to let the listeners understand what's going on. I have an open invitation to Jeremy Lee to come in and put the challenge down, to throw the gauntlet down for other musicians to come in on Fridays and add to the spice of our life right here at KYUK and Coffee. Take it away, Jeremy. You go ahead.
Just around the corner there's heartaches. Down the street that users use. If you can wade in through the teardrops, you'll find me the home of the blues. So walk and cry as my heart beats. Keeps time with the drag of my shoes. The sun never shines through this window of mine. It's dark in the home of the blues. But the place is filled with the sweetest memories. Memories so sweet that I cry. Dreams that I had left me feeling so bad. 'Cause I just wanna give up, lay down and cry. So if you just lost your sweetheart, and it seems there's a good way to choose, come along with me, misery loves company. You'll find me the home of the blues. Just around the corner, heartaches. Down the street that users use. If you can wade in through the teardrops, you'll find me home of the blues. Yeah, you're gonna find me the home of the blues.
Jeremy, what's that called?
Home of the Blues by Johnny Cash.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us and adding to our morning. I'm going to turn your mics off now and go back to Michelle. Thank you for joining me also, Michelle. And you sold out on Minute Madness very quickly. You said 4 hours and you were sold out. So you're going to do it again today, yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty unbelievable last Friday. You know, it was our third. This is our third year doing Minute Madness. So we put up the clock, and typically that's taken 4 or 5 days to sell out. And last week that took us 4 hours. And immediately we started getting a lot of requests from people who missed out, who'd assumed they had more time to call or stop by and get a ticket or get a minute to do another one. So we just sort of put a pin in that for a few days and waited to see what would happen with the river and the tripod. And it appears that maybe the tripod will still be there at noon today. And if it is, we're going to launch round two. And that'll be at AC at noon. And not to confuse folks, this is separate from the one that happened last week. The Minute Madness last week is done, closed. People have their minute. It's a $10,000 jackpot. This one's completely new. It's a round two. We're forming a new jackpot. Again, people can purchase a minute as a pool or a group. Minutes are $250. There's usually some sticker shock with that, but there's a 1 in 60 chance of winning. You buy and own your minute, and many people buy as a pool or a group. So keep that in mind. So we're going to launch at noon at AC. We'll stay until 6 p.m., and we can take purchases in person there or long distance over the phone at 545-8483. That phone is crazy right now, Grady. So folks are going to need to be a little patient, maybe send a text. That's super helpful so that we can call folks back because the voicemails tend to pile up and it's hard to move through the constant ringing and text messages and stuff like that.
Oh, my.
A little crazy.
Who's manning the fort for that?
Well, you know, as luck would have it, we have a volunteer in town, Ariel Herman, who folks may remember. She lived here for some years ago, and she offered to come back and volunteered to spend 3 days with us last week and 3 days or 4 days with us this week. And very thankful with the timing of that because we otherwise would have a very difficult time keeping up with things.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, I get confused every year, so I'm just going to restate. I always think that it's every minute of the day. It's a minute in the hour. So if the melt happens at 3:30, and I bet 30, meaning the 30th minute in the hour, then I would win, or my group would win.
That's exactly right. You have a chance to win every hour with Minute Madness. And while we have that going, concurrently or at the same time, we have regular Ice Classic sales going. All of this assuming the tripod doesn't head downriver, of course.
Now, this all begs the much bigger question, and it's all about hot dogs. What's the story?
Well, I got my first couple of texts about Breakup Bash today, so I think people are kind of smelling the hot dogs in the air, if you will, what's to come. Few complications on Breakup Bash. First of all, we'll have it. And it's going to be sponsored by Alaska Commercial Company, AC, providing all the hot dogs and buns, which is awesome. Lions Club providing the grill, super cool. And it's going to be a great time. But our Andy Inksman, who normally MCs Breakup Bash, is actually downstates this weekend. So, you know, he's trying to sort that out with some local folks. And we're going to, when breakup happens, we're going to take a minute. We're going to pause, make sure we do a good job, you know, identifying the correct time and so on. And then after that, we'll look at the weather. We'll look at staffing availability and make a good call for when Breakup Bash should be. So we'll put out sandwich boards. We'll put out Facebook. We'll put up something on the Tender Drums here at KYUK. Let everybody know what to expect. It's unlikely we would do it the same day because of the pressure on our schedule. So at the very earliest, it would likely be the next day because it's just so crazy and so intense right now.
I love Breakup Bash. And I tell you what, I'm not a big fan of standing in line, but that's one line that I like to stand in line for because I see everybody. We're in a small town. It feels so warm. I really, as an outsider moving into this community, Breakup Bash, the first time I stood in that line was awesome, and each year I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I also like seeing the ice flow. I also like hearing your musical acts that you get to join the stage. Do you have those lined up yet?
Yeah, so there has been a little effort put into securing a few musical acts, and we'll keep doing that. If you're interested, let us know. Give a call at the office, 543-1812, and let us know if you'd like to perform. Obviously, we'd love to have you if you have interest. You know, normally, Grady, we get this beautiful period of time between the Ice Classic, closing up with a deadline, and kind of wrapping up organizing the guesses, and then breakup happening and planning the bash. And this year, that just doesn't exist. So everything's a little faster and a little... certainly our attention isn't on Breakup Bash at this point the way it normally would be given the river conditions. So just hang in with us a little bit, folks, and be patient, but we're definitely going to do it. The other thing I want to say, Grady, we're not going to be able to announce a winner right away of the regular Ice Classic.
Right.
And the reason is, you know, guesses are still coming in. We picked up, you know, last night all the Dropbox guesses, and it is this giant volume of guesses.
Yeah.
So we're processing. In the meantime, we've got phone sales coming in to respond to. So we've been really good the last few years about being able to say who won the regular Ice Classic within, you know, an hour or 2 hours of the event happening. That will not be the case this year. So there'll be a ton of pressure, I know, in social media and people wondering and wanting to know, but it'll take us a minute to sort it out.
To certify the results, they would say, right?
Yes, exactly.
Let's take a minute now with Jeremy Lee again in the studio for our listening pleasure. Tell us what you're going to play for us first, though, sir.
I was thinking Maybe a CCR song.
Oh, speaking to you're pandering to me as the audience, but I hope that I know that at least Kevin out there loves the CCR. So this one's going out to Kevin from Jeremy Lee. I said that was going out to Kevin Jerry, but you know what? That is actually his favorite CCR song, so that was so appropriate, Jeremy Lee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't know that we'll have a chance to get back to Jeremy this morning, so thank you so much for adding to our listening pleasure this morning, Jeremy.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we'll be hearing more from Jeremy as he has an open invite to drop in and give us some musical interludes to Coffee at KYUK. And if you're a musician and would like to join us on a Friday, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, Grady, at kyuk.org, and ask to be in as a musical guest. And back to the topic at hand, which is whether or not that tripod is going to pull the clock to stop. Michelle, what did we say we were going to tell people in these last few minutes we have with them?
Well, first of all, I want to express some thanks to everybody for making this really fun. You know, this is very much, even though we get guesses from people around the state or, you know, lore 48ers, for the most part, this is a very regional activity, and it's really, really fun to talk to everybody. So thanks to everybody, because this is really all about supporting youth groups and Ammonic Search and Rescue and Bethel Friends of Canine. So that's super cool, and thanks to everybody for that. The other thing I want to repeat is the number for the sales phone, which you can text or call, which is 545-8483. If you missed it, it's on Facebook and our website, iceclassic.org. So you can retrieve that there. If you are in Bethel, it's fabulous if you can go in person to the in-person sales locations and save us a little writing and allow us to get to those callers from villages a little more quickly. And there will be in-person sales at AC starting at 11 a.m. today and going all day, and Swanson's over lunch and at the close of business as well. And we've got permanent sales locations, although at this point now they're regularly running out of tickets. So definitely AC and Swanson's in person today.
Thank you again for joining us this morning on short notice, Michelle. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Grady.
And I just want to touch on a couple things before I let you go this morning. First of all, those in Bethel know that BRHS students will be out early today, 2 p.m., because they're hosting those 350 students from around the state that are there at the Alaska State Student Government Spring Meeting. That's going on until tomorrow. And then don't forget, if you have something to say to the Alaska Senate Finance Committee, they're taking public testimony today from 3:30 till 5 p.m. If you'd like to provide testimony, call 1-844-586-9085 at that time. Each person has 2 minutes to speak in support of the proposed budget or encounter. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Leaves just one thing left for me to tell you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.